You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Days fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt here, and I want to talk about five big matrimonial changes I suspect might be in the wind on the NBC soap opera. I want to talk about three marriages that I think might be happening and two divorces that seem destined to happen no matter what happens on the show. I'm going to unpack all these for you, but if you haven't, please reach down and click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. First, I want to talk about the marriages, and then we'll talk about the divorces. So the first marriage I want to talk about, and we're going to get a big sniff of this one this week and then going into next week, and that is the potential marriage of Constantine Meliones and Maggie Horton Kitayakis. So we all know Constantine is the consummate gold digger, and he wants his hands on Victor's fortune and is using Maggie to do it, even though Maggie doesn't deserve any of this. So this week, Constantine tells Maggie that he's having green card issues. Whether this is true or not remains to be seen. But he tells her that he might have to leave the country and blah, 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 about how he loves Salem and it's such a good community. And if only there were some possible way that he could stay. And we all know that green card marriages are a thing. And so it looks like Maggie is actually going to open her, I don't know about her heart, but she's already opened her life. She's already opened her home. And now she's going to open herself up to the very idea of marrying awful Constantine to keep him in the country. And you know what? I don't think there's some people that are not going to be very happy about this at all. Like Sarah Horton seems to be accepting that he's a changed guy. Xander Cook Kitayakis is not going to like this one bit. He doesn't trust that guy as far as he can throw him. And even though Maggie's been saying nice things to Julie Williams about him, I just don't think Julie is going to sign on for this. I mean, Maggie's been a widow, a while, but still. But in the end, absolutely nothing good can come from this because that bad man doesn't love her at all. All right, the next possible marriage I want to talk about, speaking of gold diggers, is Alex Kitayakis and Teresa Donovan. So Teresa was really hoping to get a proposal out of Alex, and although he bought a ring, he didn't think it was the right time, and so he backed out. I remember she had that tantrum on, I think it was Valentine's Day, and then she moved out, and she's been living over at John and Marlena's place because Tate was in jail in the halfway house, so she was crashing in his room. But now Tate is home, so Teresa is out, and Alex invited her to move back in platonically, and Constantine is pressuring Teresa to get back on her gold-digging thing. So I feel like she will get right back to it. And honestly, although Brady Black is feeling some kind of way towards Teresa again, I honestly just feel like Teresa might redouble her efforts to get with Alex. She may get that proposal from him. I mean, he doesn't have that ring for nothing on Days of Our Lives, right? So I feel like it could happen. Of course, she's sitting on that awful secret that she lied to him, and Alex is really not the Kitayakis heir. It's all going to come crashing down around him, and Xander's going to be furious at her. Everybody's going to be furious at her. But she might get a ring on her finger before that happens, and of course it'll all blow up in her face, which is the very least that Teresa deserves. The last marriage that I want to talk about, these two just recently got married, but they're not really married, so you might know that I'm talking about Tripp Johnson and Wendy Shin. They were in that beer vat, they were about to die, and you know, he proposed, they said their vows, she brought it up again afterward, and they've discussed it. And I feel like at some point, you know, maybe even in May Sweeps, which kicks off in like 2 weeks, they might actually consider getting married for real. And Wendy's having some PTSD issues. You know, she was kind of freaking out the other day at the apartment, and Tripp's been trying to get her out, take her for walks, kind of get her mind off things. But I could totally see, sweetheart that he is, Tripp proposing to Wendy, thinking it might be a distraction. Or maybe if he shows her how much he loves her, that she won't be so upset about everything. I like their vibe. I think they're very sweet together. And I suspect that They might get married. And of the three couples, Constantine and Maggie, Alex and Teresa, and Tripp and Wendy, Tripp and Wendy is the couple that I think actually could possibly stand the test of time and the couple that fans would most likely accept and the marriage that is least likely to blow up in their faces. And speaking of blowing up in faces, I want to talk about two possible divorces. And the first one I want to talk about is Sloane Peterson and Eric Brady. So last week, Eric Brady got that note from the landlord saying, oh, your rent is late. Sloane can't pay the rent apparently because she's busy paying off her blackmailer, little Leo Stark, who is, you know, he wants her to give that baby back, but he also knows he's neck deep in the mess, but he's not going to quit. And the week of April 11th through 15th, there's more spoilers saying that Eric finds out just how bad Sloane's financial position is. And it's not going to make sense to him because she's a lawyer and they usually make good money and she's pretty successful. So I don't know how she's going to explain this. We do know that we are ticking down to the point where she has to confess. I don't think she's going to confess to stealing the baby. I think she's going to work out a deal where it comes out that the baby was accidentally swapped and then the baby goes back to Nicole. But even so, all of it's going to come out eventually. And when it does, no matter what Eric is saying this week to Stephanie about forgiveness and all that, we all know that Eric can be quite a grudge holder. And I just don't think there's any way he can stay married to Sloane once the full truth comes out and he finds out she stole his beloved Nicole's baby. And even worse, that baby is Nicole and Eric's baby. So she didn't just steal the baby. She lied about the paternity, knowing about all of the issues he would have with it. So that's a divorce I think that seems inevitable. And the very last possible divorce I want to talk about, which again, I'm saying possible, but factually it seems inevitable, unless Dan Fioregel is leaving Days of Our Lives, EJ DeMera and Nicole Walker are going to wind up divorced. They have to, right? Unless they kill her off and make EJ a widower, because it should be, I think, around June or July where Ari Zucker is off Days of Our Lives. She stopped filming in December. She is suing the network. It does not look like there's any way for her to come back to the soap opera. When you're suing the network, that makes you persona non grata. And with Nicole being gone, unless they recast the role, which they could, I feel like they're going to recast the role or kill her off, basically to knock Ari Zucker's role out of the way, even out of contention in case she tries to sue to try and get her job back, which she's kind of had to go to court with them before, allegedly, over that. And that's how she got to come back after one of her absences. So I just feel like it's very likely there could be a divorce in store for EJ and Nicole. And it would make sense because EJ has been behaving badly. And once the baby truth comes out and Eric finds out Nicole had his kid, it's going to eat EJ up and it's going to get really messy. So for the same reason that Sloane and Eric are headed on a path to certain divorce, I feel like EJ and Nicole are on that same road. Let me know what you think. Are you excited to see any of these marriages happen? Tripp and Wendy, Alex and Teresa, Constantine and Maggie, and how do you feel about these divorces that seem inevitable, Sloane and Eric and EJ and Nicole? Drop your comments. Please click subscribe if you haven't, and definitely come back soon. And as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.